Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Garwin Lenander doing a solo today. Leanne had a crisis call from one of her clients and she had to go take care of it, which is what we have to do in our business. I'm going to talk about a couple of three different items today, depending a little bit on our time. And these are some things that we haven't probably talked about before. In July 2014, a new IRS rule came out, and I think it's going to be very exciting. Obviously, there's been some lapse time for the companies to get up to date and for us to understand what they're trying to get across, but I think it's probably one of the most exciting things that's happened for the retirees or near retirees. We know that at 70 and a half, you must, and that word is not maybe, you must start taking out your required minimum distributions at 70 and a half. This is from your IRAs, your 401ks, your 403bs, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the IRS, well, I'm going to say something. Frequently, I hit those statements from people. Well, I really don't want to take it out. You don't have a choice. Well, I don't need my IRMDs now, but I might need them if I live real too long. You don't have a choice. This is what the new laws come down. What the new law says, that if you have, and let's just use the word IRAs right now. Other ones also fit into there. If you have money in an IRA, you can defer some of those dollars, whether you're on retirement, taking money out today, or you're getting close to having, maybe you're 68 or 67 or something, you can defer 25% of those dollars off into an account that does not count into your RMDs. This can be deferred until you are 85. And the maximum that you can do is $125,000 in a lifetime from any one account. Now, let's stop and talk about that for a moment. Let's assume that you've got three IRAs. And let's make them real simple. They're all $100,000. You could defer $25,000 out of those. Take $25,000 out of each one of those and move them to a separate account. That money is not included in the counting for your RMDs. And you can do that up until you're age 83. So people who have IRAs, 403Bs, 401Ks, have the ability now to defer some of those monies away so they do not become part of your taxable income. This is very, very big. You don't have to do it all at one time. You could do a part this year. You may do some more next year. The max you can take out is, as I said, $125,000 in any one account. But you cannot take money out of a regular Roth. Obviously, that's different. But you can take it out of a corporate Roth. Now, that's too tough to explain for the moment, but yeah, you cannot take it out of a Roth, but you can take it out of a corporate Roth. And you cannot do this in an inherited IRA. So let's just go back and just talk about that for a moment. If you are taking IRA money out as part of If you're taking money out of an IRA because of the RMDs, you can defer some of that now. You take some of those dollars out. They are very limited to what you can put it in. You can only put it into a fixed annuity. Now, some people say, oh, I want to put it in a bank account, CD. Can't do that. I want to put it in a variable annuity. Can't do that. I want to put it in an index annuity. Can't do that. It's got to go into a fixed annuity. They want to make sure that money is guaranteed there. And then you have to start drawing it out later on. Well, what happens if I die? Well, you've got a beneficiary on that account. It's just like any other account. It's just that they're assisting you down the road to make sure that you don't run out of money. And that's what many people are very concerned about with their IRAs, is if I start drawing money today, down the road, I might run out. When I get, well, God forbid I live to be 95, I'm still drawing money and my IRA is gone. So this is an opportunity for people who have monies that you're going to have to take their RMDs out of to defer part of it. Now, if you've got questions on that, this is something that we're just really understanding now, but we'd sure love to help anybody out who's got a question. You can give me a call at 651-436-3997. 651-436-3997. And I should mention the fact that a week and a half or 2 weeks ago, I received a call, and a fellow started out saying, I've got a question about estate planning. I said, stop. You don't talk to me. We need to talk to Leanne. Oh, he said, you don't do that. I said, nope, that's Leanne's job. I do the insurance. So if you call and get a hold of her and she doesn't feel comfortable and it's my bailiwick, she'll send it over to me. Now, so I'll go back to the IRA questions on RMDs. Call me if you got any questions. Number two I want to talk about today is life insurance companies are changing dramatically their policies that they're coming out with. It's amazing to see whole life, universal life, variable life, I don't care what you call them, or term insurances are now coming out with riders to make the policies much, much, much more attractive. For example, they will have besides the death benefit, of course, they will have a critical illness rider. And the critical illness rider says if you have a heart attack, you have a stroke, anything like that that's going to last, I think they said at least 90 days, they will pay you a portion of that death benefit. Let's take for example, let's say you have a $100,000 policy and their critical illness rider says they'll pay you 50%. I'm just picking that 50%. They'll pay you $50,000 if you have one of those up front. Now, obviously, that takes that away from the death benefit, but you got the cash in hand. Or they'll have pay you for a chronic illness rider. Now, the chronic illness rider really is a very much like a long-term care rider. If you have two of the six ADLs, continence, toileting, bathing, dressing, feeding, or mobility, two of those six disappear, you can take out part of your life contract. Again, that's different. You used to have to wait to die. But if you need money to live, you can take out some of your death benefit. Or there's a terminal illness rider. And a terminal illness says if you get something that the doctor says that you've got less than 12 months to live, you can go in and raid that account for whatever the amount of that policy. And each policy is a little different. So I don't want to be saying, well, you said 50% or 90% or 80%, because each policy from each company does them a little differently. Those things, when you're buying life insurance, make sure that those riders are included, because most of the good companies are now throwing those in. I've even got term companies. Kids buying $200,000-$300,000 a term have all these riders. What a great benefit this is. And, of course, you can add accidental death and dismemberment, AD&D, which I don't really get too excited about because I never have been a big AD&D fan. But those things are available. So think about those. Chronic illness, critical illness, terminal illness, all three part of the life insurance contracts. And, again, you can call me and say, hey, I'm looking at this policy. It doesn't have them. Well, then you probably shouldn't buy it. Ask for one that has those riders available. Now, the third thing I want to talk about today is people with CDs. We all know that CDs, certificates of deposit, are historically horrible right now in terms of return. And the question always becomes, why do people buy CDs? Well, they like to buy CDs because they can go down to their local bank and they can put their hands on the wall and say, this is part mine because my money's here. And if I really need it, I know I can go down and get it. And that's true. The problem is at 0.5% to 1%, it's pretty doggone tough to make any money on that because remember, you have to pay taxes on the CD earnings. And that's obviously the negative, that these CD earnings are all 100% taxable. And so people are just losing money. Think even if you got 1% on it and you had in your 20% tax bracket, you lost 10% of your money right there. And that happens, it's been happening for years. So the question is, I'm going to ask a couple questions and I want you to think about those. Are you currently holding CD money? For those people who think they're nodding, they're not answering me on the radio, of course, but they're nodding and saying, yeah, I got some. You got any CDs maturing in the next 90 days? Yeah, I might have one. Maybe there's a couple ladies out there nodding their heads. Probably true. Now, the next question is, if I had an investment to put those dollars in, could you have enough money to live if those dollars were not available, totally available? That's the big question. If those dollars are important to make sure that you can buy groceries and keep your head above water, then you keep them in the CDs. It's that simple. Don't even think about it. And then have you talked to the banker lately? What are the interest rates that I can get? They're not going to go up anymore. So those people with CDs come and due ought to be looking, how can I get better returns? Yes, there are better returns. And would you like the idea of deferring taxes? Yes, I would love to defer taxes. Nobody likes to pay taxes. Let my estate pay my taxes. I don't care at that point. I'm gone. Nobody likes to pay taxes. And so the question is, would an alternative look good to you if the situation is right? And that's what I'm saying is there are some alternatives to these low, low CD rates, and they are horrible. Now, I want to go back to that first thing we talked about very, very briefly. Remember, if you're taking money out or are going to have to take money out for an RMDs, there are alternatives available now. You can take some of those dollars. You can stick them off into the future for future delivery, and you don't have to do the whole thing. You can't do the whole thing. You can do up to 25% of each one of those accounts. And some of those people have 4, 5, 6 accounts. Yes, you can do 4, 5, 6 accounts as long as you don't take more than 25% of the total amount. I want to thank you for being with us this morning, or with me this morning on the Wise Money Show. Call if you've got a question, 651-436-3997 or 651-365-5000. Thank you. We'll talk to you again next week.
Experience counts now more than ever when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.